Right. But I kind of have two things for that. I have it for the teacher standpoint, but then I also have it for the child standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think for the teacher standpoint, little victories to me is when I can look around the room and I can see students who maybe were shy and never really talked a whole lot, but then you're having snack and all of a sudden you see them having this cute little conversation with the person across from them, and they're just like two little adults having a conversation, and you think, wow, you know, so they really did kind of learn how to open up and talk and make a friend. Or if you know that you've had a child who maybe was struggling academically with recognizing letters, and then all of a sudden they can start doing that. I think for a teacher, that's a great little victory, that you know that, okay, all this effort that I've been putting in, trying, you know, to teach the letters is great. I think for from the child's perspective, little victories, some years I have students who will always come up to me and say, I don't know where to work. Where should I work? Where can I go? Well, have you been to Plato? Yes. Have you been to the kitchen? Yes, I've already been there. You know, so you kind of have to direct them. I think for them, when they can figure out how to self-regulate, that is a little victory for them. When they can figure out that mom is coming at pickup time and that they don't have to keep coming up and asking me, what time is this and what time is that, and going through the whole schedule just to sort of reassure them, when they can stop doing that, then I think that's a little victory for them.